There's a proposal to line Mitchell International Airport with solar panels. Milwaukee County supervisors will consider the plan at their meeting Thursday. An okay would signal the hiring of a consultant to examine the pros and cons and details. We look into what it would take to pull off a solar installation at the airport. Milwaukee County unanimously adopted the Green Print Program in 2007 to promote energy efficiency. Board Chair Marina Dmitrievich now wants county government to take another step. She maintains Mitchell International is a logical target for a solar farm.
It's an entity that is working pretty much all around the clock and using a lot of energy. So it's opportune considering that there's large pieces of land that have to remain unobstructed and not developed, that we could use this for a possible solar farm.
Dmitrievich says she draws inspiration from a 75-acre project at the Indianapolis airport. The panels soak up enough rays to power 1,800 homes.
I believe they consider themselves Indianapolis, the largest solar farm, I believe, in the nation. But it's been very successful.
The board chair doesn't need to convince electrician Nick Mathis. He specializes in solar energy. From the edge of Mitchell International looking south, Mathis says the sky's the limit for solar potential here.
You know, there's a fair chunk of land off to the east there. And, I mean, there's plenty of land to the south, too. I'm not sure exactly where the boundaries go, but I'd look for any open area that's not subject to much traffic.
Much of the land is vacant for safety reasons. While the plan before the board concerns solar panels on the ground, Mathis says a site assessment could determine whether they should also sit atop the terminal buildings.
One of the main things you want to look at is the underlying strength of the structure and see how well that's going to be able to take the extra weight.
Mathis says rooftop installations stand to improve energy efficiency.
Solar hot water is nicer to produce close to where you're using it, so you don't have the heat loss. With the solar electric, you can put it out in the field there because you're going to be generating a high enough voltage where your losses are going to be minimal, transporting it back to the building where you're using it.
Mathis says Milwaukee County would have to look no further than Ingatim in the Menominee Valley to purchase the inverters a solar installation would require. Those locally made components would not necessarily make it easier for the county to finance a solar farm at the airport, according to Carl Robigo. He served on energy matters for the Clinton administration and now consults. Robigo says Milwaukee County might consider partnering with private developers because they can take advantage of state and federal tax breaks.
You know, there are federal tax credits available. The state has a property tax exemption for solar systems. It has sales tax exemptions. A smart private developer might figure out a way to make this into basically a private presence on the public land.
There is no blueprint yet for financing or managing a solar installation on vacant acres at Mitchell International, but Chairwoman Marina Dmitrievich hopes to convince her colleagues to explore the possibility.
The price of building them have gone down significantly, almost 35% in the last few years. So now is the time to get in the business, stimulate the local economy, provide green jobs, and provide clean energy.
The county would also have to make arrangements with its current power supplier, We Energies. I'm Susan Bentz, 89.7 WUWM.